Okay, so Kuzmaran, Kuzmaran Tinyana, Chelik Bez, Torah Memches. Again, this Torah is mamish. You can live with this for literally the rest of your life, and like always coming back to this, because again, when a person builds a madrigos, right, when you're going from madrigal to madriga, there's always new madrigas, and there's always hischachus, and there's always requires a new mesiras nefesh, right? Just because you got to one level, it doesn't mean you're going to stop there, right? You keep pushing, right? So Memches is one of those yisodos for life. I don't know if we'll finish the whole thing tonight, but we'll go through it and you'll see it's mamish. And believe me, you're going to be able to relate this. And if you don't relate to this yet, you're going to realize that the more you enter into Avodas Hashem, you're going to, when you get married in Avodas Hashem, you have kids, you're going to mamish remember this Torah, and it's going to carry you for a very long time. And it's shaykh to Tu B'Shvat also. Just before we begin, even just say with Tu B'Shvat, the only of Tu B'Shvat, look, it's the time of the Ilanos, right? It's the time of the Ilanos, but the only problem is, if you look at a tree tomorrow, right? What if you go to New York, you look at a tree tomorrow. What does a tree look like? It's mamish dead. It's like there's nothing there. Literally nothing on it. But the nekuda is that what? But you know that something's coming. So sometimes we look, where I don't feel anything. I've been working so hard, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. First has to know that there's something coming. There's big pairs that are coming. Here we go. Ready, chaver? Schus Rabbeinu. So it's Arya Kaplan's Yahrzeit tonight also. And I think all of us owe a big hakaras tov to Arya Kaplan, what he did. That the amount of Torah that we can understand because he translated, because he brought things to us. So b'schus him, b'schus Allah tzadikim. Here we go. Kish Adam nichnas b'vodas Hashem, azai haderech shemaran lo hisrachkus. When a person enters into avodas Hashem, the derech that he's shown, that marin lo, is what? Hisrachkus. He feels like he's pushed away. It feels like you're being pushed away from on top. And there's nothing letting you enter in. Right? It looks like you're just being stopped at the gate by like the security guard and you're not able to enter in. Right, but really all this rachkus, all the pushing away is really just his karpus. Very good. Shalom, shalom. The pasuk says, shalom, shalom, lirachuk, vilakarov. Right? Yeah, we did this, but you didn't have the sefer at the time. So you'll see. Lirachuk is far. So it says, shalom, shalom, lirachuk, vilakarov. So the Zohar says that lirachuk is gematria 344, same exact gematria as vilakarov. And when a person feels far, really you have to know that you're close. Right? A person has to really be mechazik themselves to not fall in their mind. Chas v'shalom. That what? Kisharoesh over kama v'kama yamim v'shanim. Right? That a person passes through a lot of days and even years. Shehu misyageya be'egios gedolos. That what you're really trying very hard. You're putting all your kochos in. B'shvil avodas Hashem. V'adayin hu rachok mon. You feel mamish so far. You feel like you haven't even entered in. Not even that you haven't gotten to be a tzaddik. You haven't even moved into Avodas Hashem. You haven't started. You feel like you're very heavy. The gashmius and a lot of physicality. If you hear hurim and improper thoughts. Ubilbulim and things making you crazy. Gedolim. All this stuff.
Improper thoughts,
hear hurim, right. Hear hurim, ubilbulim. And bilbulim is like in confusion. Right? The chol mashu rotze lasos b'avodas Hashem, and the more that you want to do in avodas Hashem, eiz adavrish b'kedusha, something holy, ein manichon oso. It's as if you're not even able to do it. V'nin melo ki'ilu ein Hashem yisbarach mistaka alav klal. V'ein rotze klal b'avodas. And it seems that what? That not only is it that Hashem's not even looking at you, it's that Hashem doesn't even want you. Right? I mean, not even that, okay, you know what? He's just not paying attention to me now. It's that I'm not paying attention to you because I don't want you. I don't want you to vote. That's what sometimes it appears. And sometimes a person feels that. Right? And it's a real feeling. And if you haven't felt that, at some point in your life, you're going to feel that. What doesn't even want me? Hopefully you'll never. Maisa, it's not so bad to feel that. It says, Avram, before he came to Keres Yitzchak, right? What did he say? He saw it from afar. Avram also, the Shem Yishmael is a beautiful Torah on that. He also felt far. Machmashu roashu tzoik b'chol pam, that you see that you're always screaming out to Hashem. Umischanin, and beseeching. Umisnapel. Lefan v'sparach, and falling in front of Hashem. She has reil b'avadasa. You're begging Hashem. Hashem, help me be mekarev myself to you. V'afal pichein. Even so, adain hu rachok me'od me'od. You're still so far. Right? Sometimes you say, Borilam, who else here is screaming out to be close to you? Who else here is thinking about Kavod Shemayim? And why do I feel like I'm so far? Why do I feel like I'm the lowest person here? Okay, nin melo ki ilu ein Hashem Yisbarach mustaka love klal, vein pone love klal ki Yisbarach in rotsa beklal. Because it just feels that what Hashem literally does not care. It's as if He really just hates me, that He doesn't want me at all.
Who's pone?
Pone is to face. Vein pone love klal. He's not facing to you at all. Hein akol eile v'chayotze bazeh, on all these in yanim tzarech his chaschus godlo. You have to mamash be mechazik yourself, strengthen yourself. Mechazik atzol me'od me'od, mamash, really, really, really strengthen yourself. Livli estakel al kol zeklal. Don't pay attention to any of that. That what, right when you think in your mind, Hashem doesn't want me, mevatel it right away. That what, I haven't even started to enter in, mevatel it. Because it's all sheker. It's all demyonos from the Yitzhara. It wants you to feel that way. Ki be'emes, kol hisrachkus, hu rak kulo iskarvus kaniskalel. Because really, how does it work? All this rachkus is really complete his karvas. V'chol haniskel el avar akol tzedikim. And you should know, we think sometimes, oh, the tzedikim, like Rav Matl Zilber, he told us one time, that we think that tzedikim struggle with a lot of gaiva. Right? That what, they have like thousands of chassidim come to them, we think they struggle with gaiva. Rav Matl told us one time, dafka, they struggle with the biggest anava. They struggle with, they feel mamish nothing of themselves. Why? Because they give hundreds of shirim, hundreds of chizuk, a million hours of chizuk, and one, how many times is the chassid?
More anava that they want to see people.
The what?
That they want to see people as anava. Like they're giving up their free time because they see.
Right, but also they feel that they feel like they're nothing. They feel like no one's getting anything from them. Right? Imagine you spend your time being mechazik someone, right? And then you, at the end of the year, there's not Shomer Shabbos. Or they don't, like, you know, you don't know. You don't know. So as mom said, tzaddikim mamish, we think, oh, tzaddikim, I wish I was a tzaddik. It's probably so gishmak to feel so, it's karvus to Hashem. Believe me, right? The tzaddikim know how far they feel. You know, and then you look at a tzaddik, like, come on, like, when Reb Nosson Breslover writes left and right that he feels so far from Hashem, like, what are you talking about? You wrote a whole pneumistic sefer on all of Shulchan Aruch. But yeah, that's a real feeling. He felt far. You know? So this went through, all the tzaddikim felt this. You know? Kasher shemanu mipiyem. The Pharisees, like he heard from them. And again, Reb Nachman, he grew up in the house of the Baal Shem Tov, right? I mean, the Baal Shem Tov wasn't alive, but he lived in the house that Baal Shem Tov lived in. So one of the Inyanim that the Reb Nachman used to say that he used to grow up by the Tzaddikim. Because all the Tzaddikim would come to the Baal Shem Tov's house to be by the Baal Shem Tov's kever. So Reb Nachman grew up hearing the stories of Baal Shem Tov, hearing the stories of Tzaddikim, hearing the struggles of Tzaddikim. So he knows what he's talking about. Shinin Malahem, like it appears to the Tzaddikim, Shashem Yisbarach Ein Mestaka Upon Alem Klal. Right? It's so weird for us to think that. But what? That's how they feel, that Hashem doesn't care about them.
What's
Shema Anu? Huh?
What's
Kasher Shema Anu? That we heard. Shema, like to listen, to hear. Machma Shara'u Shazez Man Rav. Shema Vakshim, right? Because they saw that it was a long time. Shema Vakshim, they were begging, v'yigayim, and really trying. V'osim v'ovdim ovodas Hashem Yisbarach. They were doing and working ovodas Hashem. V'adayin heim rechokim ma'od ma'od, but they still feel very far. V'ilu lo hayu mechazkim atzman, and if they weren't mechazik themselves, ma'od, livli l'stak alzeh, to not focus on all the srachkos, and not focus on all the being pushed away. Hayu nisharim b'mkoma harishon, they would have never kept building. They would never have been zoch to what they were zoch to. I'll give you the best example, right? When you lift weights, yeah. When you lift, let's say 50 pounds, yeah. You might feel like you can't do it. What do you feel like? Why? I want to be. Why is it not? Why can't I lift it? But what do you know? You know the reason why it's hard, because what? I have to earn it. Same thing here. When the weight, it's pushing down on you. So what do? You push up. So you know that what? If you push up, you keep pushing. What's going to happen when you finish? You're going to see tomorrow. You're going to be very strong. It's the same thing here. The one when you're being, when you feel like, oh, the Shraga challenge, right? It's a good time, you know? This should be the new Shraga challenge. This should be the post of it, you know? Kutmara Memchas.
Everybody said this counts.
Of course it counts.
I said that Tzvah should be 4 hours of just tomorrow.
It is the workout, you know what I mean? This is it. You know? Vaklal. If you want to be zochel all the stuff, it should be that whoever flies to Uman during the Shraga challenge, that's how you win. Vakla. Ahuvi achi. Right, he's telling you what? My beloved brother. Chazak ve'ematz ma'od. Mamish mechazik yourself. A lot. Ve'achoz atzmucha b'chola kochos. What? And grab onto, build up all your kochos. Lishar kayam b'avodascha. To be strong in your avoda. Va'al tachush. Va'al tistakel. Don't focus and don't look. And don't focus on all the things that you think Hashem doesn't care about you. You think Hashem doesn't care about you at all. You think that none of my feelings are answered. You think that Hashem doesn't want my avoda. It's sheker. It's sheker lagamre. to know that what
chush is comma focus.
Yeah, chush is like a sense, right? Mean that what? Don't focus on that. That's the Yitzhar telling you what Hashem doesn't want you. Shouldn't care about you. And it feel very far. And it looks like you're mamish pogim. You're messing up in front of Hashem. Verse this. Verse this clip of the Yitzhara. No. Sheish kaze. Person like this. She megushim kol kach. Who's so physical. Kol tenua utenua shu menatik atzal me'atma an megash miyoso. Every single little action. Tenua is an action. Every single little action that he does, menatik, to separate himself and cut himself off from the gashmias. Upona l'Hashem Yisbarach, and to face towards Hashem. He gedola v'yikara me'od me'od. His mamish so precious in the eyes of the Borei Olam. Vafilu nekuda ketana ma'od, even one little thing. Shu netak migashmius, so love yisbarach, that you separate yourself from the gashmius, who rats bazek kama v'kama alafim parsos ba'olamas layonim. You don't realize what that's doing in olamas layonim. One little psia that you take here is mamash worth $1 billion in Shemayim. We don't realize that. Like someone said to Rav Weinberger the other night, we had him with Rav Weinberger, he said to him, it was a question and answer, and he said to him, Rebbe, I mamash feel like I'm a failure, that like, my son's like off the derech, and like I feel like I try so hard, and like I feel like I'm mamish lost. And Weinberger had the best answer to him. He's like, because you think that you're lost is the biggest proof to me that shows that you're not lost. He says, because what? A person who's not doing anything, a person who thinks that they know what they're doing, that's someone who's lost. A person who knows that, what? I don't know what to do here. Like Rav Nachman said, this world is a sakana gedola mamish. Say, we don't know where we're going. But the fact that someone can know that he's lost, that shows the what? That you're not lost. So that you know that there's a derech, you know that it's hard. Knows you seen, you need siyat d'shmaya. Rami said to him, he's like, believe me, I know a lot of lost people. The kud is that what one little thing you do, you don't realize how much that's doing, right? It's not so much our expectations of us. It's called why are we called Adam? Because we come from the ground. I mean, that's our expectation. So a person, no, again, don't live with okay, I gave one penny tzedakah, great, I did great today. No, but each penny you give, each little thing you do, you should realize that that's something precious. Right, so it's a maisa with a tzaddik, a lot of atzvas, and he's very sad. Right, but no, to be after him is gaber on that. The azeh yismach meod v'chazik atzvah b'simcha tov, and to mechazik yourself in the simcha. He atzvas mazik meod meod. The worst thing for avodas Hashem is depression, is sadness. Mazik is destroy, yeah, or defile, or ruin, right? I mean, that's the number one thing that ruins everything. Is that when you think that I'm mamish doing nothing, that my avodah means nothing, that's the nekudah Yetzer says, bang, thank you, I win. Ein shemiyah, that's the nekudah. People think, oh, Rav Nachman, it's cute. Ein shemiyah, shbel and klal. It's the real deal. Why? Because I know you guys haven't been back to America yet. But you'll see a lot of people left and right, mamish are meyayish legamre. Legamre. And nekudah is that what? Never give up what you're doing. To know that your avodah means something to the Borei Olam. And yeah, you might not feel it, but always think about mashal about lifting a weight. Just as it hurts to lift a weight, but you know it's worth it. But even though something's pushing against you, so too in avodas Hashem. The Yitzhar says to Hashem, you can't just let him in. He says, you know, you're right. You have to fight for it. You have to earn it. But the biggest fight is what? When you're not miyayish yourself. That's the biggest, like Ron Weinberger said, and I quoted from a big tzaddik, he didn't say who it was, who says that a tzaddik back in the day was like what the Baal Tanya calls a tzaddik. So a tzaddik today, or someone who's on the derech to be a tzaddik, is someone who's not miyayish himself. In this world where it's so easy to give up, to feel like you have nothing, the biggest one, when you're mechazik yourself to keep going weiter, that's the biggest nitzachon over the yitzara. Vida. Immediately when a person wants to enter into Avodas Hashem, the biggest avera you can do is when you're entering in, when things are hard, is to have depression. To think that what? That I'm not doing anything, that Hashem doesn't want me. Like the Zohar says, that atzvus is the satan. The satan is atzvus, that's what it is. Hashem Yisbarach soneosa, and Hashem hates atzvus. To know that what? You know what Hashem hates? He doesn't hate you. He hates atzvus. And when a person mitzatze, when a person's depressed over their avodas Hashem, think that I'm not moving in at all, Hashem says, you lost. Don't give up. That's the biggest nekuda. Don't give up. Okay, let's stop time. You have to be very stubborn in your avodas Hashem. Mam is very, very, very stubborn. Livlila niach es mekomo. To not give up on your spot. Right? Even if you've messed up a little bit, but don't ever take a step back. Say, you know what? I'm not Zocha this Madriga. Like today, I davened by the Rebbe of Matzal, right? So, you know, I was the only one there, like, not in the, in, like, the, oh, it was all, like, the Hasidim. So, I was the only one, like, not in, like a Hasidim garb, you know, like, the whole getup. So, I was like, you know, maybe I'll just daven on the side. He was like, you know what? No, I'm davening behind the Rebbe. I almost sat right behind the Rebbe. Like I said, you know, why? Because I'm almost such a low person, I need to be there. I could have just said, you know, I don't want to, like, stand out. I was like, no, you know, I'm davening right behind the Rebbe. Why? Because I need that. Because I need to be mechazik myself. But to not think, you know, what am I? I'm a nothing. No, exactly. Because I'm a nothing, dafka, I need to be closer to the tzaddik. Right? Same thing in Avodas Hashem. Dafka, you have to push yourself more. Don't think lowly of yourself. Uzechor davar zehetev. And know this and remember this very well. Ki tetztarech lazeh me'od. You need this. Ki shetaschel kitzas b'avodas Hashem. When you start a little bit in Avodas Hashem. You have to be very stubborn to be very strong. To hold yourself, like we know that Maisa with Reb Nassim climbing the ladder, right? Climb and hold. To stand where you are. Even if you feel like someone's throwing rocks at you and pushing you away, don't let him push you down. Right? Keep pushing. Even if you feel sometimes you're being pushed away, you have to do what you have to do. Meaning what? You wake up in the morning, you know, I'm not feeling it. I feel like I'm a loser. You know, you jump out of bed, you get to the base medrash, and you learn. Even if you're not feeling it, even if you're not feeling tefillah, you daven anyway. Why? Because that's how you push. Don't lose your spot. Because what's the klal of Avodas Hashem? If you're not going weiter, then what happens? You're going downward. There's no steady, there's no standing still in Avodas Hashem. That's for Malach. It's not for us. Do what you could. Don't let yourself fall. Because all falling and all dropping the person has, it has to happen to you. Right? Before you can enter into Kedusha. It has to happen. They also go through this. Those low times. Those times of feeling low. Why? Because what's the concept? And the Gemara Makos learned that what? When you want to throw a rock, what do? Then in order to throw a rock, you have to put your hand down. Exactly. There's a concept of Yerida Letzorech Aliyah. I mean, that's how it works. Because the more you push down, the further you're going to fly. So if you know also, when you're being pushed down, the Nekud is that what? But don't fall. Just know that what? When you're being pushed down, but you miss Gaber, so when you break it, what happens? Boom, you fly. Right? Vida. Sheesh echad shekvar who eats la pesach shal kedusha. There could be a person who's already at the entrance into kedusha. Vehu chozer la chorov mechmasa babul. And what happens? He says, you know what? It's too hard. It's tough. Maybe this madriga is not. Maybe I'm pushing myself a little bit too much, and it's not for me. Again, a person has to be healthy. It doesn't mean that they should start sleeping 5 minutes a night. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about when you're trying to enter in. So you know, maybe just take it a little bit easy. I was in high school last year. Maybe I'll learn for a day and take off a day, right? When you're right at the entrance, right, the sitra achra and the yitzahara try to misgaber on you a lot. Rachman alatzan. Misgabers gadol v'nor ma'od ma'od. They mamish wage a huge war on you. Rachman alatzan. Ve'in manichin asol likanes l'socha pesach, and they don't let you enter in. Umachma zehu chos la'achor. What happens? You say, you know what? Maybe it's just not the time. I have to push back a little bit. Chas v'shom. Don't listen. Don't ever lose your grip. This is the derech of the Yitzhara. When he sees that a person's entering in Kedusha, he's mamish about to enter in the door. You know what he does? You know what the Yitzhara does? He throws away everything else he's doing and throws everything he's got at you. When you're at the 1 yard line, right? And you see everything's in front of you, you know what he does? He throws his whole team at you to stop you from there. So you know, maybe you say, you know, the mice, maybe I should stop here. It's good. I don't have to get a touchdown, you know? No. You push. Right? When you feel like you're entering in and things start getting hard, it's not that it's getting hard because you're getting tired. It's because the Yitzhara doesn't want you to enter in. You know why? Because the worst thing for the Yitzhara is when Jews learn Torah. The worst thing for the Yitzhara is when a Jew is mamish pushing in Shabbos. Shal Shittis. Kabbal Shabbos. Right? Tefillah. Let's vote this.
What's Mipashet Behit Gaberet?
Mipashet. He like spreads himself out. This garbage gadol, right? That's the nakuda, is that he tries to stop you and throws everything he's got at you. Al kein tzarich az ischas gadol negdo. You have to mamish be mechazik yourself. V'shamanu mitzadik amiti shamar. I'm not saying he's heard from a big tzadik. She'ilu haya omer lo echad yeh mi sheyeh be'eis she'asak be'oros Hashem b'tchilaso achi chazak ve'achoz atzmecha. Mamish be mechazik yourself at the beginning. Hayisi rats u'mizdariz m'od be'avodos ha'yisbarach. That what you should run in avodos Hashem. Ki gam alav avar kol hanal. And never got any chizuk for any person. What he kept pushing. Alkin, Misha wrote to Lichnos Vavoros Hashem. Yizkor Zos Hesev. Hate him. Person has to know that. Remember that. What? That one, when you're entering in, you have to mechazik yourself. That what? It's hard. Why? Because the Yitzhar will do whatever he can to not let you in. Because once you enter in, that's what it says. Tamu u kitov Hashem. When you just taste it, you're going to realize how sweet it is. Right, like it says by Shabbos, Shalosh Shiras is the sweetest part of Shabbos. How many people say, "Nah, I can't keep Shabbos for too long. I can't do the whole thing. It's too much." Right, that's why it says Tomeha Chaim Zelch. If you just taste of Shabbos, which is Shalosh Shiras, which is Kabbalah Shabbos, which is a Tish, Tomeha Chaim Zelch. You know what the Yitzhar says? Don't even taste it. It's not worth it. Probably not. Don't. He doesn't even let you taste it. One of the clues is if you just taste, you enter in, you'll see. But the Yitzhar doesn't even want you to taste it. Doesn't even let you that. Because he knows that once you taste it, boom, you're sold. How many people do we know around us, and the whole base measures here? They're like, it's not for me, I can't have too much. You know? That's the Yitzhahara. They're mamish at the Pesach. Right? And they don't enter in. They don't finish the job. V'chazek atzmecha ma'od. V'asei ma'ashetucha avod Hashem. Do what you could in avod Hashem. U'bervos hayam, you're going to see. With all the days that have passed, v'ashanim, tichnos levetach bezraso yizbarach. You're going to enter in with the Siyat Deshmai of Hashem, L'soch Shari Kedusha. You're going to enter into the Shari Kedusha. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Malei Rachmin V'rotza B'avodah Tzcha Mod. Because Hashem wants your avodah. He wants you so badly. Like we say every single day of davening. Ki Rotza Hashem Ba'amo. That Hashem wants you. That's not fake words. That's not some weird thing. It's Davar HaMelech in Tehillim. Ki Rotza Hashem Ba'amo. When's the last time you thought about that when you said that in davening? Probably didn't have time because everywhere else is just going too fast. He wrote Hashem ba'am. Hashem wants you. Know that. That's the biggest chizuk. Vida. Shekol ha'tnuos v'ha'atakos, all the actions and all the pulling away from the gashmis that you do. Shata nitak v'netak b'chol pam. Eze me'at min gashmius l'avodos ha'izbarach. Kulam, all those little tries that you do, all those little attempts that you make in avodos Hashem, kulam, every single one of them, every single one. Not one is missing, chavra. Miskapsim, they all gather, mischabrim and connect, umiskashrim, uvam leezrascha beisatorech. They come and help you at the time that you mamish need it. The hainu kishies chasvzalam eze dochak beitzara. When you're going through a hard time, when the eretzara is pushing you away, chasvzalam. That's when all those little attempts you made, the little tiny things, that's when it comes and helps you. Vida. Sheadam tzarach lavor al gesher tzar meod meod. V'aklal, what's the nigin? V'aklal, v'ikr, shelo yisvachid klal. That a person has to know that in this world, you're treading on what? On a very, very tight bridge. But what's the ikr? V'ikr, shelo yisvachid klal. To not be afraid. To not be pushed away. To not give in to the Yitzhar. To keep pushing. Right? So we should just finish the story, yeah? Vida. Sheish ilan. Oh! Look at that, where are we coming? Kedusha. Vida. Person knows. Sheish ilan. Shegedelim alav alim. That on the tree there's branches and there's leaves. Shekol ala tzarach liyos gadol me'ashanim. Right? That every single leaf has to grow for 100 years. Vu nimtza v'pardesim shel hasarim. And it's found in the orchards of the officers. V'kornoso bilshonam me'ashanim. And they call it 100 years, these trees. Umistama kishigadol me'ashanim. When it grows for 100 years, v'vaday over alav masha over. For sure, what? It went through hard winters and hard summers and hard winds and hard hurricanes and blizzards. V'achar kach b'sof ha'me'ashanim hu yore b'kol gadol kimo k'nei sreifa shkorn or matya. V'avein ha'nimshal heitem. And understand what he just said. What was the nimshal? That what? Even though it went through, all went through, but after 100 years, what happens? Boom, becomes a beautiful tree. It's strong. That's just the mashal. What? But you go through a long time. But you don't realize how much you're growing. But to know that you are growing. And as long as you keep pushing, and not to push yourself back, and not to think that I'm not growing. Right? How many people, you ever see the show Supermarket Sleep? Right? So many people here, they fill up their cans in one day. They're like, oh, am I Ruchan Kanievsky? Nope. Okay. Done. I'll come back next week. Because they think Avod Hashem is just, boom, I jump in, and if it's not good for me, it doesn't work. That's not Avod Hashem. That's Yetzer Hara. Avod Hashem is consistency. It's always trying.
What's the Kimo Kani Srefa?
I don't know. It's like branches of fire. Shkorn or Matya. Yeah, but it's going to scream out like that. That what? That now I'm something. But what? But you go through a lot. But when you go through a lot, that's what builds you. Right? How many athletes do we know, right? All these athletes, football players, know that all my struggles when I was younger was what built me up. Right? It's because I remember when I was sick last year, the flu, I was watching all these like E60s. And all these mamashis football players, how many of them grew up that their grandmothers were killed and their fathers were killed and they were in prison to this, but they said, because of all that, it made me who I am. But that applies how much more so to Avod Hashem. All the things I went through made me who I am. And dafka when I'm entering in, and I feel like I'm not entering in at all, that's making me into something when I push. Remember we said in Torah Rish Pei Beis, remember? 288. All the Nekudot Tovas. Dainu levakesh ulechapes limtzo ba'atzmo. To find in yourself. Eze zechus veze Nekudot Tova. To find the zechus in yourself and to find the good point in yourself. With that little tov, you're going to be able to mechazik yourself and misamech yourself. To not give up on your spot. Mechazik yourself with the little bit that you have in you. That you still have. And just by building that little by little, what happened? That's going to bring you back to Hashem. That's going to make you even stronger. V'chol hasdonos yunasin z'chuyos, like it says in the Gemara Yuma. That what? When a person does tshuv me'ahava, all your sins that you've done turn into z'chuyos for you. It's as if you did mitzvahs. It's the Gemara. U'me'asa ha'bal shem tov zecher tzadik v'racha al hayam k'she'isisu ha'bal davar. That what's the ma'isa with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that he did on the yam when the Baal Davar was like trying to confuse him? I'm not sure. To not give up. Even whatever you went through, and I'm sure everyone here can know what they went through in life, and whatever the greatest of errors you could possibly do, but don't let that hold you back. The Yitzhar says, remember 2 years ago when you were doing this in a parking lot, in a park, in a basement? And the Yitzhar said, you think you're Shaykh Tavod Hashem? Yeah, I am Shaykh Tavod Hashem. Why? Because Dafka, that's what builds me. The ikr is to always be besimcha. You don't realize that the simcha, when you misamech yourself, right, that helps you to enter in, helps you to keep growing. Even with mile d'shtusa. Mile d'shtusa could be anything. It could be going out for a walk and dancing in the middle of the street. Right? It could be even, if a person wants, playing basketball could be considered mile d'shtusa. Right? Why? It's mechazik you. Right? If you're a sports fan. Right? Watching, yeah, it's Miladish Tessa. But what? That's Mechazik you. Use it for your Avodas Hashem. Sometimes you think, if someone sees me watching a highlight, then I'm not top guy. No, you need to breathe a little bit. You need to be Mesamech yourself sometimes. Lasos Atmo Kishote. Velasos Nyay Shtus Utschok. Okfitas Virkudim. Right? Do some silly things. Jump a little bit. Dance a little bit. Today Lavola Simcha Shudavar God Mod. Why? Because you don't realize how big Simcha is. Simcha is mamash, one of the biggest things that we have to work on. That's like Paro is gematria b'simcha. Right? Because Paro is the one who tries to stop from simcha. We're coming in 15 days to what? Yishnichas Adar?
What's shtus?
Huh?
What's shtus?
Shtus. This is like stupidity. Silliness. Right? Yishnichas Adar mar b'simcha. Mar b'simcha. Do something. Stuff that makes you b'simcha. Think what that is. You don't have to be the Tzadik Ador to do that. Right, like we saw the other night, we were by Rav Arush, yeah? Just go watch Rav Arush give a shir. It's mamash the beginning. He's mila d'shtusa. He dances like this, you know? What if he's misameich himself? And that gives you amuna. And that gives you a lot of other inyanim. And just to finish the Maaseh of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he gives a mashal of what this world is. He said there was one time there was a king who made like, I'm not going to remember it perfectly, but basically there was a king who made a challenge that whoever wants to come into the treasure house of the king, that come on this day, and you know if you get to pass all the things, then you come. So they set it up, and you know the whole entire country came. But right away, right when they came, there was a ginormous river, and all of a sudden people like and alligators and crocodiles and sharks in it. People like can't get this river, but there were a couple people said like, might as well try, and they realized that they walked right through the river, right? And then there was a crazy firestorm right there, and they're like, oh, everyone's like, I can't get through this now, right? Well, what happened? They walked through it. There wasn't even a fire there. Then there was a crazy jungle with lions and everything, and with bears and everything. What happened? But they said, no, you know what? Everyone's like, I can't do this. Except for one person said, you know what? I could probably get through this. Who was it? It was the king's son. And he walked right through all the lions and bears. The next one, he was walking through a hurricane. He said, you know what? No, it's my father. And he walked through it. And then finally, he saw all these doors. And he saw one door, 5,000 doors. But he just kept going, 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 going. And he said, what? He realized that, what was it? He believed that, no, my father's there. And all of a sudden, right when he realized that everything that was there, the sea, the lions, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the fire, it was all just demyonos, just trying to hold you back. To know that who's the one who gives you these demyonos? It's just Hashem. But to know that what, if Hashem's behind everything, that's mechazik me. That Hashem wants me, ki rotz Hashem ba'amo, to mechazik yourself in that inyan, and to keep pushing. And when things get hard, which hopefully they won't, but if they do, you know, that's part of the derech. Shalom shalom lerachok v'lakarov. That what, to know that sometimes when you're marchik, that's what dafka brings you the closest. So to know, to mechazik yourself, ein shem yesh ba'am l'klal, and prepare for that day, v'yom shkul shabbos, mucha chamim, kavod shabbos, kodesh.